Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell everyone, everybody, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even just your enemies, because everybody needs to get involved with something like this. This is a show, this is an event. This is about, it's 9 o'clock on the dot here on Cocooning from the Microphone, and you are here with DJ Butterfly Feces. And tonight, joining us is the man behind all this, Organic OK.
Everybody doing tonight?
All right, please get involved with this conversation. Really, say to it. Let's make this a thread. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Honest to God. Now, really, we could enjoy. Don't we? Oh, and check out somebody else out there. There's a little woman out there who's campaigning, who's fighting for a cause. Really, actually, she's just trying to be heard. She's got a career. Her name is Maya Harrison. You might have heard of her. She's traveling the world herself. You know what? Go to a concert.
Can I speak on a few things?
Okay. No, go ahead. Before we start tonight's show, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So, this is the thing. Let me be clear. Like, my platform, what I tend to do is I'm not more of, I'm trying to keep it, it's organic, you know what I mean? You know, and so when we're talking about organic and we're talking about somebody, we embrace people, right? We embrace them as, if you find something great within others that they have found in you, you're living the opposite direction of the actual balance that you allow them to have for you. So we're talking about people, talking about, you know, because I hear you talk about Maya, right? So this is the thing. When you're talking about someone, look at it this way. You know, don't look at it like you're talking about somebody in a way that is not highlighting them through the actual path, right? So just look at it this way. If a person that you was introducing that was physically here, would you want to be sounding like you didn't know what you was talking about, you wasn't comfortable, or would you want to be a natural extension so when they hear you, they can embrace what you're saying in a way? Like, it's one thing not to know something, right? But you know it's relatives that you have, right, that you ain't seen in years, and when you see them, you just enjoy seeing them, right? And then there's other relatives that potentially don't want to see them, right? And this Mr. Butterfly is someone that, you know, at some point in time, you know, we may have other conversations that may engage this moment. But until those moments, let's make sure that we are highlighting. We're not just talking about it as some kind of price tag at a clearance that we can't get rid of. It sounds like you're trying to get rid of the conversation, right? And if you're trying to embrace this experience, don't make the experience sound something like some kind of, you know, swap meet. When you bring it up, it's like a swap meet, you know? And when people go to swap meet, they are trying to get a discount. And they know that it's bargains there, but people don't enjoy going there, right? So.
No, dang. Let's take one sense. I never liked the swap meet. I mean, it's like going to garage sales, people who don't even have a garage. I mean, you know, most stuff there is just junk. It's hard to find something, anything decent, whatever. You don't have a cover charge to get in there. You know, you got to pay to get in there. I mean, even a real mall, they don't basically charge you to walk through the front door. Do they even have real malls anymore? I don't think so. I think everybody buys everything online now. You know what I mean?
You know they got malls, man. Come on now, man. Don't do that.
They disappeared.
Yeah. You know there's malls around here, man. There's malls in different states, different cities. It's towns that if you find anything in that town, you can find a mall in there. Like, you got nothing in this town, but you got a mall?
Yeah, but all right, look, I was being facetious, man. But and then the swap meet thing, I feel like it's disappearing, you know? Maybe it should. But, you know, once again, get involved with this concert. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. That's a quick whatever. All right. Now, you remember pretty much our last episode. This man right here, he picked me up when he was in my hometown of McKinleyville and took me all over and kind of helped fund me. Now, I thought I was going to be basically a vagrant on the street my whole life, but he picked me up and he decided that he personally wanted me to join his revolution, if you will. Revolution. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. Revolution. To save the world.
Hey, this is clear because a lot of these platforms, bro, this is clear. Man, I've seen platforms from different eras and people try to reference that they don't like that and people start calling them these names. You're not the revolution. Revolution for our people. You're not for our people. Like, wait, hold on a second. Are you waiting for a phone booth to call somebody? Are you here trying to tell me that I don't have a people? Like, this is what I'm spending you. Like, I want to take an organic standpoint of creating something that's original from the ancestors, where a way that it's embracing at another level, another altitude, because at the same time, people that I try to embrace and try to talk to, they think that because they don't have the actual endorsement of they actual, you know, consent, then it doesn't exist. But what happens quite often is people just open the doors for you to even go farther. Because what they hear sometimes, right? You know, you ever get to an end of a street and you go all around and then guess what? You went to a dead end. And guess what you have to do? To come all the way back out. So it can be experiences that you don't want to go through again, dealing with some people. So with this platform of Comedian Organic, you know, as you know, and as people get into be familiar with at this point of time, and they will be familiar with more information, it's so important that we highlight the people that we're talking about and don't water them down for people to feel. See, what happens is how people succeed, really. Things that you're talking about because they have, you know, your people just like, they think because they motivated, that's going to stop the person that's trying to, you know, amputate your ability. It's like, really, when you're falling into place into the greater being of success, you're kind of distracted in that actual ability. You can be overwhelmed and not see things that you're supposed to be seeing somewhat, right? It's a distraction. Being successful, it can be distractions in ways that can hinder things that you're supposed to have based on having too many people that you're trying to resolve their lifestyle, resolve the situation, right? You get to actually, you know, talk and get to connect to people that may not necessarily hear you at the time you said, but they get to hear your words and how your words echo through, you know, reflection of, you know, audio and podcast, right?
Right.
So if your words in podcast is being reflected, don't you want the reflection to be greatest as the ability that you're moving into?
That would be the greatest feeling.
But, you know, let's get into your program. I apologize for, you know, taking this a little bit direction. But I wanted to give a little information because I know we, you know, you're going into the city of Los Angeles, you know, and you're talking about discussions that, you know, I've been covering that area. And so,
you know, once again, if it wasn't for you, I would have just basically stayed on the street, been one of them. And you know what? I get the feeling that I don't know if anybody else would have come to help me so briefly and whatever. I don't think that happened out there. But okay, back to basic whatever. You picked me up, you took me, went all over. Making things different. We picked up trash. We just talked to people and tried to get them to work together. We tried to basically help the homeless programs a little more, I don't know, what's the word? Damn, what is the word? Bigger. Yeah.
It's not just that, bro, because you got to look at these things within people's opposition. As you unfold certain levels, they unfold and it's like, oh, yeah, I remember this experience. Oh, I connect. Oh, thank you for reminding me. So there's other levels that people are triggering. You're triggering other things in people. And it's not just about you know, you're going to ride with them or you're going to reveal things to them. It's things that they're going to be connecting to and they're going to uplift. And now, that's the thing. Like, are they going to embrace the knowledge that you actually provide them to have? Are they going to take out and amputate and dissect and kind of pitch it through, like, are they going to cut you up like some form of a health drink for their path? Yeah, realize these people that you're seeing, they're not necessarily with their immediate family, right? So when you put people on alignment because how their mindset, they may just move you out the way, you know, and you, if you have too many oppositions that they're throwing in your plate, you have all the problems that you're trying to get rid of in your mind. And it becomes something you're carrying the problems, not actually freeing the problems and being free from the problems. See, that's going to be more important as you help people and people see the path that you're taking them through. Is you must be free. You can't be hostage and lead them. They abandoned you with the evidence of destruction, and you said there was destruction all up on you. They said, oh, man, thank you for show me what destruction is. Everywhere you're going, your life being destroyed because you got destruction. It's not about evolving to destruction. Destruction is like getting more ammo to be destruction, right? Make sense?
Well, you know, you always, whenever you rock the mic, there's something. Yeah. But, you know, back to, we were in L.A., and, you know, they come up with basically a greater invention than sliced bread. No, this is the invention. The housing pod. You remember that, you know, when we got there, and they basically made these little makeshift houses, the kind of thing kids might have in their backyard to amuse themselves, almost like a tree fort, but on the ground, but really for the homeless. And here it was, I've been going around trying to make sure that basically more homeless people basically, I don't know, just stay together, work together, you know, some kind of whatever. I'm thinking, are they working together? I don't know. Do they have their own community? Well, if they do, this is going to be something that kind of helps strengthen the chain, you know? I mean, dang. But anywho, you know, I had all these ideas, you know. We all know of the houseboat and the RV. I wanted to make sure basically more people basically had some of those, you know. Make sure a few more make sure every single vagrant had a car to live in. But dang it, they were cracking down, and then, you know, then disaster started. I saw this last night. Tune in next week with the inclusion. What happened? L.A. decided to criminalize the housing pod. Yeah, that's right. They decided to make this a crime. Why? Well, officially it's because they were taking up all this space. But come on. You don't buy that for 1 second. You know what happened. They're building houses for homeless people. And the business, the government, they're not getting any money. You know? Like every single business that wants to make sure they don't invent something approximately so good it's going to put a lot of others out of business. You remember that? No, they were coming around there and telling them, you can't have these pods here. I was like, then where? Where to? I mean, no, these people, they live here. Don't they need a place to stay? I mean, doesn't that make sense to you? Now, look, we're not trying to build a mansion on your property. These are little pod things we're building all around the streets, personally, and whatever. But, you know, that's the thing. See, now L.A. is so grossly overpopulated because it's so beautiful out there and everybody's trying to be a movie, a television star, so that, you know. So I thought, okay. I went to organic. Is there a chance that basically we can take a lot of these people and basically, how do I put this, move them basically somewhere else they can all have their housing pods on? I said, well, maybe. But then somebody else gave a problem right back where we started. I understand basically why they don't want, like, everybody having a housing pod out here, you know what I mean?
This is what I wanted to ask you.
Go ahead.
Is it possible that you realize that I'm on the show with you? And you're talking like me as a puppet, and I'm on the show with you.
I thought I should rock the mic for a little while.
Yeah, I hear it. He's rocking the mic. He's talking about me as I'm on the show like I don't exist. That's great. That's great, Hemrick. He said he's doing, you know, a comparative, doing some improv sketch shows, and he's talking about me, and he's using my voice, and I'm on the show, and I'm like, is this guy really talking my voice? He's trying to imitate my voice. But into my voice, I feel like it's something from Sesame Street. Like I'm another character puppet or something.
You are not being parodied. You are not being punked. We are talking about something very serious that happened. And you made a point. So basically, I said, all right, let me think. Okay, maybe we can find, you know, some other place when you allow these people and, you know, build them their housing pods and whatever. No, make sure, look, this is our goal. Make sure every single person that's homeless ain't homeless no more. Housing for everybody. Don't throw people out in the street, out in the cold, what have you. The pod. The gift from above. And even you were telling me, I was about to do your voice again, but I don't want to piss you off. 60 minutes after the hour here on the program, cocooning from the microphone, here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK. This program is brought to you by Organic OK. This whole crusade is brought to you by it because it's basically a crusade to make sure that people aren't without a place to stay, a place to live. Please get involved with the cause, okay? Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And what's the name of that nice lady, that nice singer who's going around and wants people to know that she exists? It's Maya. Maya Harrison. Check her out online. Anywho, I was about to go gently in that good night, but I said no. Why? Well, I mean, come on. I mean, stop. Isn't this a problem? I mean, don't you think it? Now they're trying to make sure that homeless people can't have homes. Because they want to know that somehow they're making money. They want to know they can charge them for this. You know? Once again, dude, the system, the government, the system, they hate homeless people. They exist, and they're not making money off them. Dang. Isn't that just a thorn in their side? Don't you get that? That's just the ultimate antagonist, and I know something has to be done. I thought, everybody, I went to all the homeless people. Okay, check out. Here's what's going to happen. We're all going to band together. We're all going to say that we're going to fight for our right to have our housing pods, to make sure those four walls and a roof exist. Every single person doesn't have a home built right into the ground, doesn't have an address. It needs to happen. It needs to happen like yesterday. Why did it happen already? Have we been doing something else? Dang. Something needs to happen. So, you know, we went around, we marched once again. I remember it. Now, this worked other towns. It worked other places. So I think it might work here. You know what? A lot of movie stars like to get behind causes. When their movies aren't selling like they should be, they try to get involved in charity events to get some good ink. Now, here's the thing. Celebrities know they have the most overrated job on the planet. You know? Like, they know that they get more than they deserve. They know they get more than they deserve. They want to be a value to life on this planet. They want to be important. So they become kind of charity events. They push for charities. I knew. You know, we're in L.A. Let's try to get some celebrities on ourselves. Let's try to get some people on us. Let's try to get – let's create a big thing about this, you know, a big organization, something. Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that right now. So I try to get everybody involved. I try to say we're fighting for our right to basically have a housing pod, to be sheltered. Dear God, this is not one of those things where we're asking for welfare. We're asking for the U.S. taxpayer. Man, say, yo, man, help a brother out, you know? Life is hard, man. The white man has under glass ceiling. But no, man, this is about basically making sure these people have some kind of little place, some little ramble shack, some makeshift little itty-bitty house. And they're saying that they can't exist. There's no problem with this. I ask, well, what is going on? And organic says, man, nobody has time to do the right thing. Everybody's busy. That's how that's how they get away with it, you know? We don't have time to do the right thing. We don't know how to do the right thing. So we let the people in charge do whatever they want. We don't even know how to change things. We try to vote, but that doesn't do much good. He was right. I said, no, something has to be done. Something. So we marched. We marched up and down. We basically tried to, we made the news at one point when they were basically coming down saying, you know, the housing pod was illegal. That building a small little house for a homeless person was against the law. Oh, this needs to be repealed right away. This is a terrible idea. This cannot be done. Not in an age of overpopulation like this. Not when the system is this damn broken. Something has to be done. Went to organic over here. I said, dude, you know what? Once again, you picked up garbage, didn't you? You're good. You picked up garbage. Because remember. You picked up garbage, you know. You got to help us, help clean up the community also a little bit. You know, you don't just ask for stuff. You don't just say we need help. You give help. Yeah, we did that. I mean, we were building homes for ourselves, man. We weren't asking for them to what do they want? They want to know there's some way they can charge us for it. Some way. What to do? I told him, I said, look. Maybe we can take a few of them with us. No, dude, no, hear me out. Take a few of them with us. Find some place where it is legal. Maybe they don't have to come along with them on the whole trip. But they could stay together for a long time. Know what I mean? That can really work. I mean, you get it. They don't have to be here, basic. They don't have to come along with us all the... Wait, we can... How about someplace better? Dude. See, this is a problem with everything, dude. I mean, everybody thinks there's a problem. You know, you can just move it, you know? Shuffle it around. There are less homeless people here because we moved somewhere else. No, man. Someplace where there's more open space. Somewhere where the housing pod, where they're free to have housing pods. Where these people need to have a little shelter. All right, where? I don't know, but there's a lot of wide open space, maybe Arizona, Nevada, something. Okay, but let's try to make things a little bit better out here, because Los Angeles needs to be basically a little bit better. Los Angeles, man. It means the city of angels. Man, dude, it's a beautiful city, but there are no angels out here. It's all Hollywood. That's all it is. It's this big plastic thing. And you know what? When you want to take a moment to deal with the real people, what they're going through, always the time. Nobody cares. Everyone's convinced what the next movie's going to be. Hey, make it be about this. I said, wait. Organic, you remember how we went to the cities and we got charity, got people involved, people to watch and personally, and you know, whatever. We got people to do all that noise. We got people to do that. Yeah. So? We can do that again here. We can do it. We can do it. Come on. This is L.A. A lot of homeless documentaries, a lot of homeless expose getting made about the problem because it's getting worse. They're going to have to allow homeless people in America. They're going to have to. They're going to have to basically let L.A. is going to have to basically let a few homeless people have a few clubhouses. Well, you're right. Told you, man. I think everybody should be homeless just for a little while. to see what it's like. See, the problem is, when you're on that dang street, it's so hard to get off of it.
You know what the problem is? The problem is, like I said, the problem is, and it's like getting to the whole of resolving the problem, people throw it back in and give them more opposition of cross-contaminated information, cross-contamination of conversation, and that's the problem. Anybody know when they're trying to get out of a problem is they're trying to evolve, it's got to be some part where they can breathe and see the things and talk to the people as they need the advice and need the resources, not as giving them the information the opposite of when they need it and getting the resources when they don't need it and giving them too much of something that they don't really want. You know, they're throwing – people are giving people – the stuff that they really supposed to have, but they're keeping the stuff that they know that the person supposed to have, and they're keeping that and giving them stuff that they don't want and giving them that. And that's the problem. These people are the same people you knew when they had what they had, and you're not considering the things they needed when they had what they had. You didn't help them then. So you don't think the things that you're helping them with now, that they needed the same kind of help, you don't think that they need even more? Right.
Right. The biggest problem, I said, I have an idea. Now, listen. We're going to make sure that the whole media, that all of Hollyweird, the city of Los Angeles, say without a prayer, is going to find, we're going to give these people some salvation from above and down below. This is what we're going to do. We're going to basically make sure that the whole world find out this problem and not let them do this. Okay. The birthplace of the housing pod, and they're going to make it a crime. We're not going to let that happen. Help me. You agreed. So we marched around. We said, okay. Now we just got to basically find. So I remember, at one point we actually went to a TV station, and I wanted to basically wait until somebody basically from inside came outside. I told them our dilemma, and I told them it would make a great expose. That'd be news at 11. Hey man, they still have news at 11. They still do that. News at 11. It's the 10 o'clock news now, isn't it? No, it does that film at 11 thing.
Come on now, sir. Come on now. You know the news have not been disconnected, okay? People be disconnected and the news be connected. So in some kind of way, they got some kind of generator in connected. And what I'm saying to you is those that hear me, you know, this is Community Organic, okay? And I'm telling him that anytime somebody try to get some peace of mind, people disrupt that with the negativity that discourages the actual, you know, development of the change. And people know how they are stepping on the greatness by keep on giving people that are great the ungreatness results, and that destroys them. Anybody can tell you that. Somebody that's sitting mentally unhealthy, the person that's telling them mentally unhealthy is more, a lot of times, mentally unhealthy than they are. They're like, hold on a minute. I don't want to put the whole mental, you know, population under scrutiny, but what is this? Excuse me. Thank you. Tom, dude, is going to be on the show one day. I don't know when he's going to be on here, but yeah, one day, Tom, dude's going to be on here.
Dang, Tom's going to have more than two freaking people on this show. I keep inviting people to call in. I wonder if anybody can hear us. It's like back when I had my show back in my hometown of McKinleyville. I lived for Blog Talk. I tell you, man, nobody heard me. Except my parents were in the next room banging the door telling me to shut up. Thank you for listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK. Please, thank you for listening. Thank you. And good night.